Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson in for Angelo Cataldi today. And although we're talking a lot of 76ers, we're also talking a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles as we are closing in on a Sunday matchup out in Las Vegas against the Raiders. And nice enough to join us on the line as he joins the WIP Morning Show each and every week is Brandon Graham. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Brandon, first and foremost, we're closing in, I think, on a month since your injury. How are we doing?
We doing good. I get my cast taken off on Monday, and I get the rehab process starts for me as far as, like, getting back into the walking phase and, you know, and then everything just uphill from there.
Okay. Brandon, before we get into, the build up to Oakland and then look back, Vegas and look back at Tampa Bay, Zach Ertz, traded just a few days ago, in my opinion, one of the most underrated Eagles in a long time. You two have had a great relationship over the years, tenured Philadelphia Eagles. Can you speak to Zach, your relationship with him, and just the person behind the player?
Well, you know, Zach, what you see him crying on his interview, he really loved Philly. And that's one thing I know Zach does, and Zach was just very appreciative all the time, and man, just wanted to win. And me and Zach, you know, we built our relationship over the years, and man, I'm thankful that I got to cross paths and win the Super Bowl with him. And man, it was one of those things where I'm happy that he got to go somewhere where at least that he goes during the off season. That's Arizona, and man, it worked out perfect for him, and I'm hoping. I can't wait to see what he does because I know he still got a lot in him, and man, it's tough. It's tough to see him in that red. Well,
yeah.
Man, it's hard to see it, but I'm thankful that he at least went somewhere that, you know, that's gonna give him a shot.
Absolutely, we'll be rooting for him. So Eagles are 2-4 thus far under a new coaching staff. You're coming off a tough loss to the Bucks last Thursday, Brandon. How do you think the defense played against Brady?
I think we played okay. We made stops when we were supposed to, and I think that we only gonna keep getting better because I think a lot of guys have a new role and they're getting used to the role as they go on the fly during the season because a lot of guys been hurt. Like of course up front, it's a lot of guys playing now have a bigger role because I'm hurt now, and I think those guys gonna keep getting better every week. And man, I think, this team is going to keep getting better every week because there's a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of new things going on. And, I'm excited for my team because I think that our attitude is right. I love, how Coach comes in every day. We got to flush it out and get ready for the next week. You know, I know a lot of people don't like, you know, us losing and stuff like that. And we don't want to lose. But I think that our team is really getting better every week, especially on defense. And, just excited to see how this thing ends.
Now, Brandon, you have such a unique perspective, you know, being your tenure with the franchise in the NFL. When you're watching the defense now, unfortunately, I know you wish you could be in there, and we all wish you could as well. When you're watching the defense and, you know, fighting that itch, do you ever go to Jonathan Gannon and subtly suggest ideas that you think would help the defense, or do you just leave that to the coaching staff?
You know what? I just encourage coach to let them know, especially, you know, after wins and losses, period. You know, I just tell them just keep going because coach is here for a reason. Coach knows where the issues lie, and we see the same thing that, you know, he sees, and he know that we got some work ahead of us. And I know that for me, sitting and watching, man, it's tough because certain things that I would do, and I mean, it's just you say that's what you would do because that's me watching it from the sideline. Like, oh man, you know how you woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, on the sideline. But I know Coach Gannon is very open to hearing players' opinions on where we at and what we need to work on and what you think that I need to start doing. And that's when you know he's headed for success, because sometimes you could be prideful and be like, you know what, my scheme is this, and we gonna run this, and you just need to get better every week. But no, I think coach definitely plays to the team's strength of whatever we have right now, and he's just gonna keep getting better. And but I think he does lend the ear to see where did he feel he need to work, get better. And I love that about coach.
Now, with the new coaching staff, mistakes will be made, especially first-time play caller like Nick Sirianni, and you learn and you adjust. Brandon, I'm sure you've heard, and you may even remarked about it from time to time, about the lack of running game to this point, and resulting in a poor time of possession, among other things. Brandon, are you seeing exhaustion from the defense due to the amount of time they're spending on the field?
Well, you know what? You do wear down on defense, but what we always talk about is it don't matter how many plays we out there. We gonna band together, and we gonna make sure that we get it done. Because if we stopping, we got to get off the field. That's number one. And it don't matter how many opportunities we get out there, but that's opportunities for us to make plays. And so it's just how you look at it. I think that coach is gonna keep getting better with whatever his calls are. I trust coach. I know he has a method to his madness, but I know he sees what you guys see, and I'm sure it's going to start picking up more, especially getting guys like Lane back and Brooks to be back soon. And I'm just excited for coach, because I know that a lot of guys unexpectedly got hurt up front, and then with Lane going away for a minute. I mean, it's all about the trust. It's all about the trust and knowing who's in and knowing your personnel. And so to come to coach defense, I think that coach, you know, is going to keep getting better with that, because now he got his guys back, and I think it's going to increase a lot more.
Now, looking ahead to Sunday, Raiders, they certainly didn't miss John Gruden last week. Taking it to the Broncos, when you look at Vegas, what stands out to you?
You know what? I think it's those guys just getting better too. They went through some things with losing the coach, but I think they're playing for this for the interim head coach, and I think that you know, we got to make sure we bring our energy and if anything, you know, set the tone early. And you know, get ahead early against them, because that's a sneaky team. They talented. They got a running game with Josh Jacobs you know, David Carr. He definitely can make the throws. He can. He's a veteran quarterback, and whenever you're going against a veteran, you know that you gotta disguise things. You gotta make sure that you you know, get them to look at certain looks. I mean, different looks, because you know, those guys will rip you up to be 7-on-7 back there, and we obviously got to stop the run, of course, in order for us to get in passing situations so that we can get off the field. So I think that we just got to execute our game plan and make sure that we get after Carr and stop their running game.
Now, final question I have for you, Brandon. We know how involved you are in Philadelphia sports, how you root for each and every team. I also know how active you are on social media. You paying attention to this Ben Simmons drama?
Yeah, I hate to see it because we really do got an opportunity here with our team, and I mean, if anything, I know you should wanna get back to where you was at, because we let one slip last year, and with the team that we do have, we got a lot better too. We got Drummond now because he's from, you know, being in Detroit. I've been watching him a long time. I think that's gonna be a great addition, and then. I just want people to be happy. So, you know, I hope they get that situation taken care of so that the distractions can go away for whatever it is. If he's going to play or if he's not going to play, you know, let's just get it going, because I do love seeing the Sixers and going to the games. And I think we do got an opportunity with the guys that we have here. And I hope that Ben is a part of that.
Brandon, thank you as always. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Oh, you too, Brandon. Look at Brandon taking the high road there. Well, how about that?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.